and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. That's right, Wheel of Fortune every night. By the way, it seems like it's been on for a century, right?
I know. I feel like whenever I used to get home from elementary school, I used to watch it like every day, and it's still going strong. And they look the same. The hosts look the same.
They haven't changed at all. They haven't aged. Last night, a big night on Wheel of Fortune because a local woman from Westfield represented our city last night, Lauren Fairfax. She won $85,000, $50,000 in the bonus round when she solved this. Listen to this.
Oh, wipe that smile off your face and tell us what it is.
Newborn puppy.
Yeah, there you go.
Like you said, she can buy a lot of newborn puppies with $50,000, actually $85,000.
That's a lot.
And Lauren is actually kind enough to join us this morning. Lauren, first off, congratulations on the big win last night, $85,000.
Thank you guys very much.
How does it feel?
Pretty awesome. I haven't gotten the check yet. I don't think they give it to us until like something like 120 days later. I
wondered how that worked.
Yeah, I think the government takes a whole bunch first.
How rude of them, right?
Right, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Lauren won $85,000, so she's still going to have a lot left over by the time it goes into her bank account. You absolutely dominated. At one point, were you thinking, why are these other contestants even on the stage with me? Like, go away.
Actually, we do rehearsals, like a couple of rehearsals before they actually tape the show.
Oh, really?
And those two people were kicking my butt, yeah, in rehearsal, so I kind of conceded that I would lose. So I think I was so relaxed that I ended up doing well.
That is awesome.
So I had no idea. There's two rehearsals before. What else goes on behind the scenes that we need to know about?
Man, Vanna walked in the morning with not a stitch of makeup on and was like, hey, y'all, this is me without makeup on. Just wanted to say hi, which is kind of awesome. She's actually just as beautiful without makeup.
See, as a girl, I mean, I love that for her, but I hate that for myself because I know what I look like in the morning with no makeup. And Vanna, I mean, she's getting up there in age and she still looks good.
What was that experience like being on Wheel of Fortune with Pat Sajak talking to you?
Actually, he's really so dreamy. I was really kind of starstruck. Like the minute that he started talking to me, I just couldn't believe that I was even there and that Pat was actually there.
Have you thought, since you have not received your check yet, what's the first, I guess, big thing you want to buy with that money? Have you thought about that at all?
My husband now, he's a big golfer, so I think I might do some golf lessons, try to learn that. And other than that, we just have a lot of house repairs.
So unselfish, Lauren.
I know.
I love that you have all this money and you're going to give something to your husband. I want to know what Lauren's going to do for herself. Be selfish about it, okay?
I really haven't thought about that sort of thing.
See, that'd be the first thing I would think. I'd be like, all right, I just got $85,000. What car do I want to buy?
Actually, Lauren, I have an idea. Lauren Fairfax with us from Westfield won $85,000 last night on Wheel of Fortune. Absolutely dominated. Here's my idea on what you should do. I'm kind of hungry for some breakfast and IHOP right now. I am open for some IHOP. Can you take me to IHOP or maybe...
I'll see you there.
Maybe some Qdoba breakfast burritos.
For
or
sure.
That new Taco Bell breakfast taco.
Let's do a breakfast taco.
Actually, Lauren, let's be honest. I don't think anyone trusts me with a breakfast burrito from Taco Bell in my belly, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Lauren, congratulations on the big moment last night on Wheel of Fortune. Big night all around for Indianapolis. Josh Coffin on The Voice. You're dominating Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. He killed it.
Killed it last night. You dominated. $85,000 richer. Congratulations, Lauren, once again. You were awesome, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys so much.
And thank you for not saying a chillus last night, okay?
You're welcome.
Appreciate the time, Lauren. And can I just go back to this? I love that she said Pat Sajak is dreamy. Who needs Magic Mike when you have Magic Pat, I guess,
Rachel?
Now
he's like George Clooney of game shows.
It's Radio Now at 100.9.